Okay, we're going to listen to the Word of God. That's all right. And we're going to be starting in the next few weeks a new series. And I love doing series. And I love just delving deep into something and working through a series. And what we're going to be doing in the next couple of months is we're going to be looking at the names of God. We're going to be looking at what they mean. We're going to be looking at what that means for us as church. How do we just access the different things that God tells us he is? And we're going to be coming and we're going to be looking at the different names of God. And so I'm going to do kind of an introduction to that this morning and look at the fact that there is power in the name of Jesus. Anyone believe that? Okay, so a few of you are already there with me. That's good. Hopefully the rest of you will be there by the end of the next 35 minutes or so. But this morning I want to declare right at the beginning that actually in the names that we use for God, for Jesus, there is power in how we communicate with him. And I want to read to us from Philippians chapter 2. And I'm going to start at verse 5, I love this scripture, absolutely love it. It challenges me to the core, but I absolutely love it. It says this, in your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place. I thank God that he did that. And gave him the name that is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue acknowledge or confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. For what? To the glory of God the Father. Do you realize this morning that we have access to the most powerful word that has ever been spoken on earth, and that is the name of Jesus. And this morning, if we are in here and we know God as our Savior, we have access to that name and all the power that it holds. In every situation that you are facing today, in every situation in school, in every situation in our families, in our workplace, in our health, in every single situation this morning, there is access that can be gained to the name of Jesus so you can speak it over your circumstance and see God do something incredible. That excites me. That actually I am not powerless in my life. Doesn't matter what I'm facing, I'm not powerless. Because the one who has all authority in heaven and on earth, the Bible says, the name that is above every name, that at his name every knee should bow. So every circumstance that you are facing, okay, when you begin to pray and declare the name of Jesus, that circumstance has to bow to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Every person that you face, every enemy that you encounter this morning, you have power over that because the Bible tells me, this is not me doing preacher's license, I'm making up, the Bible tells me that everything must bow the knee to Jesus, to his name. And so we're going to be looking in the next few months at the names of God because in the Old Testament, okay, God was called by many names. Usually what would happen is there would be a situation or a circumstance, God would come through and then the people in the Old Testament would build an altar and say, and this is what it is called. And there would be a name for God created because of what God had done. And I just want to quickly go through some of those names for you. Do you realize this morning that God is the God Most High? He is called El Elyon, okay, the Most High God. Psalm 7:17 says, I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness, and I will praise the name of the Lord Most High. This morning, we're not coming to just any God. We're coming to the Lord Most High, to El Elyon, to the Lord Most High, to the God who can do anything. That impossible thing. It says in the New Testament that with man, things are impossible, but with God, all things are possible. He is the God Most High. He is El Olam, okay, the eternal God. Genesis 21:33 says this: Abraham planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba, and there he called upon the name of the Lord, the eternal God. God has always been, God will always be. Okay, there was no beginning to God, and there is no end to God. He is the eternal God. And that is where, when our faith connects to him, we begin to see, actually, God, from everlasting to everlasting, you are with us. You are the eternal God. There's never been a time where you've not been here, and there will never be a time where you will not be here. You are eternal. You are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. God, you are eternal. God is called El Elohe Israel, the Lord God of Israel. Genesis 33:20 says this: there he set up an altar and called it the God of Israel, El Elohe. God is the God of his people. He's the God of his people. And this morning, you know, it might not just be, God's people are just the Israelites today. We, because of the blood of Jesus, we can all access God's throne. We can all access God's promises. We can all access God's redemption. God is still the God of his people. If you are saved this morning, he is your God. He is the God of his people. The Bible says that God is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides. Genesis 22:14 says this: so Abraham called that place. It was when he'd gone and taken his son up the mountain. Okay, when he'd taken his son to kill him, and God provided a ram in the thicket. It says this: Abraham called that place, the Lord will provide. And to this day it is said, on the mountain of the Lord it shall be provided. This morning, as we come under the name of Jesus, as we come under the name of God, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he was the God who would provide back then, he is the God who will provide today. As we go into this year, we're believing God for great provision over the life of our church. I believe he's Jehovah Jireh. I believe he's a God who is going to provide. I believe he's going to provide for you this year. I believe that God, when we call on his name, he will provide. Because the Bible tells us that that is who he is. That is a name of God. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. It's called Jehovah Nissi. The Lord is my banner. Exodus 17:15 says, Moses built an altar and called it, the Lord is my banner. After victory, when Aaron and Hur had held his hands up. Do you know what? Over your life, there is a banner. And on that banner, the name Jesus resides. And on that banner, okay, as you stand under the banner of who God is in your life, okay, he will protect you. As that banner is written over your life, you will know success. You will know that God is there protecting you. I'm going to speak on that next week, that God is our banner. He is over us, protecting us. You know, the psalm says, those who dwell in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my strength, the God in whom I trust. He's a banner over your life. Jehovah Nissi. Yahweh Shalom, the Lord is peace. Judges 6:24. So Gideon built an altar and called it God is peace. Where there's been turmoil, 2016 is going to bring peace. Doesn't always mean seasons change, or it doesn't always mean circumstances change. It just means that there is a peace that passes all understanding as we begin to walk through it. Yahweh Tzidkenu, it means the Lord is our righteousness. Jeremiah 23:6. You're going to learn all these in the next few months. This is the name by which he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness. Do you know what? This morning, I don't enter God's presence because of my righteousness. I enter it because of Jesus' righteousness. And so as Jesus' name is written over my life, I live under his righteousness. And I pray that, God, you will change my life and make me righteous and make me someone who lives right before you. But you know what? This morning, I don't enter God's presence or not through my own righteousness. It is through the righteousness that Jesus had when he died on the cross. He is our righteousness. These may be Old Testament names, but they cross over into what Jesus wants to do in our life. Yahweh Shammah, it means the Lord is there. I love this. Ezekiel 48:35, the name of the city from that time on will be the Lord is there. The name of the city, God's here. I want to live in that place. I want to live in the place where God is there. God is with us. God is here. And Yahweh Shabbat, the Lord of hosts. 1 Samuel 17:45, you come against me with sword and spear, David said to Goliath, and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, or the Lord of hosts. Over the next few months, we're going to begin to look at these names and begin to live with them written over our lives, because this is the reality. We're going to look at those names individually, but every single one of them is tied up now in one name. Every single one of them comes together today in one name, and that one name is Jesus. So Jesus is our righteousness. Jesus is our provider. Jesus is our healer. Jesus is our peace. All of these things come together in one name that Philippians tell us is a name that is above every name, that at his name every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord to the glory of God the Father. This morning, I want to begin to excite us that as we enter 2016, that the name of God is written over our lives. The name of God is written over our church. The name of Jesus is the most powerful name, the most powerful word that has ever been uttered since the beginning of time, and it will be the most powerful word that will ever be uttered till the end of time, because everything that we're told in the Old Testament that God is now wrapped up in the name Jesus. Are you getting this morning? Everything is wrapped up in that name. You know, there are a lot of names that were given to God and to his people. But now there is just one name, Jesus. You know, we've come this morning to worship Jesus. And as we worship Jesus, we come to him as all of those things. We come to him as the King of Kings. We come to him as the Lord of Lords. We come to him and we bow the knee because we realize the power that is in his name. Everything that God is now is caught up in that name. So what is in a name? Why is the name of Jesus so powerful? What is in a name? I want to look at three things that is in our name. The first thing is this: our identity is found in what we are called. When people call us names, I don't know if you've ever been called names. When people call us names, we begin to identify, if we're not careful, to what they call us. So if you are called something enough times, you will probably begin to act like it unless you know how to fight it. So if people call you one thing over and over and over again, you will begin to act like you are that thing. So if people tell you over and over again that you're no good, you begin to adopt that as part of your identity. You know, if people tell you over and over again you'll never amount to much, you begin to adopt that and you begin to live within the realms of what people call you, because in your name is given your identity. Obviously, we adopted our kids, and so we couldn't name them. So we prayed really hard, and I came up with alternatives if they were called certain things. Okay, let's be honest, like, we could have got some terrible names. Okay, so I'm like, Lord, if they're called, and I won't say the names because you may know, or, you know, you may like that name. You may be thinking of calling that your next child, so I'm not going to go there. Okay, and, but you know, there were certain things I'm like, God, please don't let them be called that. Because I know what I identify with that name. And it's been really hard because I'm married to a teacher. And so you say any name and he identifies a kid with it. Okay, so like we couldn't get to choose our children's names. But we got to choose their middle name. We changed their middle name. And so when we got Caitlin, we were kind of, okay, what are we going to call her? And I said to my mother, I'd really love to call her after my mum. And to be honest, I'd like to say that we kind of really thought about the name and all that kind of stuff. We didn't, actually. I wanted to name her after my mum. And so we named her Caitlin Louisa. That is her name. And then I looked at the two meanings. I looked at the meaning for Caitlin, and the meaning for Caitlin is pure. And the meaning for Louisa is warrior. So our daughter is named Pure Warrior. And I actually think that's quite apt for Caitlin, okay? And so, like, you know, as I come up against some of that warrior spirit, I have to remember that I named her. Okay, that wasn't the birth mum's fault. The warrior bit came from me, okay? The pure bit came from her. The warrior bit came from me. And so as I kind of, you know, get this kind of, you know, attitude sometimes, I've got to remember, actually, she's living up to her name. She's learning to be who we always intended her to be. And then Oliver came along, and I've tried properly finding the meaning of the word Oliver, and I can't find it anywhere. So if you do, then come and let me know. But we named him Isaac. And Isaac means he laughs. And when Oliver came into our life, when, if you've ever spent any time with him, when Oliver begins to laugh, he breaks situations. I can be as mad can be with that boy. And if he turns to me and he begins to really laugh, I just have to go, we will deal with this later. Because I am literally, something has changed in the atmosphere. So if I'm getting really cross, he begins to laugh, something changes in the atmosphere, and I just have to go with it a lot of the time. We named him He Laughs, and actually what Oliver did in our lives is he came in and he just breaks atmospheres. We named him that. There's a lot in a name. There's a lot in what people say about you, what people call you. We begin to identify with the names that are given over our life. And maybe there's names over your life, and maybe there's words over your life that you need to begin to break free from. Because those things are not your identity. Your identity is found in Jesus Christ. Your identity is not no good. Your identity is I am a son or a daughter of the living God. Okay, your identity isn't I'm not good for anything. I will never amount to anything. You know, the Bible says he who began a good work in you, he will complete it. There will be a day when you see what God is doing in you. If you look through the Bible at the things that you know, happened to some of the characters in the Bible, yet God still used them. Noah was a drunk. Don't know if you've ever read the story of Noah in Genesis, okay? Noah was a drunk. Abraham was too old. Isaac was a daydreamer. I have been called that so many times. Jacob was a liar. Leah was ugly, we're told. Joseph was abused. Moses had a stuttering problem. Gideon was afraid. Samson was a womanizer. Rahab was a prostitute. Jeremiah and Timothy, we're told, were too young. David was an adulterer and a murderer. Elijah was suicidal. Isaiah preached naked. Now that would cause some stirs today. It's not going to happen here, okay? God has not told me to do that, praise the Lord, okay? Jonah ran from God. Naomi was a widow. Job went bankrupt. John the Baptist ate bugs. Not quite sure what that means, really. Okay, Peter denied Christ. The disciples fell asleep while praying. Yeah, come on. You've all done that at some point, haven't you? So you can all identify with at least one, okay? Martha worried about everything. The Samaritan woman was divorced more than once. Zacchaeus was too small. There's hope, Liz, there's hope, okay? Paul was too religious. Timothy had an ulcer, and Lazarus was dead. Yet each one of them, he was pronounced dead. It was spoke over him. Yet each one of them fulfilled what God had for them. Rahab was a prostitute, but ended up in the line of Christ. Jesus identifies with her. She is in his family line. I mean, come on. Whatever it is that you may have been called, I am telling you today, that is not your identity. Whatever it is that you are working through, whatever it is, whatever name has been written over your life, I am telling you today, that is not where God wants you to live. Every one of the characters in the Bible had a reason why not to follow God. What's yours? What's been spoken over your life? What names are written over your life? What things have people said over your life? Do you know what? We've got to choose not to live there. We've got to live somewhere different. Because the name of Jesus is more powerful than all of that stuff. The name of Jesus is more powerful than our past. The name of Jesus is more powerful than our present. And when you write the name of Jesus over your life, everything else that people have said to you needs to bow the knee to that, because it just ain't true. You don't have to live there. You don't have to be there any longer. So the name that we live under gives us our identity. Secondly, the name that we live under gives us our authority. Matthew 28, Jesus said these words to his disciples. We are his disciples. Can we just clarify that? He said this. He said, all authority in heaven on earth and on earth has been given to me. Now you go and you make disciples. The authority that has been given to me, I am now giving to you when you come under my name. When we live, breathe, work under the name of Jesus with his name as a banner over our lives, I need to be careful not to pinch next week's preach, okay? But when we live, work, breathe with the banner of Jesus over our lives, all the authority that was given to him, we're told in Ephesians that the same power that raised Christ from the dead is living and active within those who are submitted to him, within those who live in the right way before him. And I'm here to tell you that the authority that we live by needs to take a shift, because I don't live by the authority just given to me by man. I live by the authority given to me by God. And Jesus says this, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, you go, because what I've received, I give it to you. In my name, there is authority. In my name, there is power. In my name, you can do anything. Said earlier on, our righteousness doesn't give or deny our authority. It's Jesus' righteousness that gives us authority in his name. We don't have authority in our own name. We don't have authority in the name of our church. We don't have authority in any other name other than the name of Jesus. And when we are submitted and living under authority, we can take authority in the name of Jesus. So this morning, our identity is in a name. Our authority is in a name. Do you know what R.T. Kendall says this? That's later on. I've gone too far down, okay? Thirdly, okay, I'm going to come to R.T. Kendall in a moment. Thirdly, okay, the third thing that is in a name is our influence is in a name. Do you know we need to influence our town, not with the name of our church, but with the name of Jesus Christ. We're not here to build an empire. We're here to build a kingdom. And that kingdom is not our kingdom. That kingdom belongs to him. And so we build it with the authority and the power that God gives us. That same power that raised Christ from the dead, that is at work in each one of us, is the power and the authority that we build our influence into our town with. God's name carries influence in the heavenlies. When we come to pray, when we pray in the name of Jesus, that name carries influence in heaven. Do you realize that this morning? That as we pray, as we begin to speak out the name of Jesus, the whole of heaven begins to listen. Because there's power in that name. As we come in that name, there is power. We use the name of Jesus in prayer. And God gives influence on earth and gives us victory on earth as we begin to use his name. R.T. Kendall said this, told you we'd come to it. Influence is the power to produce an effect. I love that. Influence is the power to produce an effect. Do you know what? Everywhere Jesus went on earth, he affected that place. Everywhere his foot went, every town that he went into, every sick person he came across, every demon-possessed person he came across, every circumstance that he walked into, when he walked in, when Jesus walked in, okay, he affected that place. Do you know what? Today, we carry the name of Jesus. And when we walk in places, we should begin to affect those places. Because our influence is the power to produce an effect. Wherever we go, we should carry influence. We should bring an effect into the situations we go into in Jesus' name. So his name, the name that is over our life, will be something that will cause us to have an identity. And we will either have a positive identity or a negative one. We need to be careful who we allow to speak over our lives. We need to be careful what names they're going to use over our life. It gives us our authority and it gives us our influence. And so the last bit of this morning that I want to look at is, what power does his name carry? What does the name of Jesus do? When we say that the name of Jesus incorporates everything that God was called in the New Testament and more, the name of Jesus, what does it do? Where can we use the name of Jesus today? The name of Jesus, number one, the name of Jesus carries power for our healing. Do you know what? God is still in the business of healing today. He is still emotional, physical, mental illness. You know, whatever it is today, God is in the business of healing. He heals the brokenhearted, the Psalms tells us. He binds up their wounds. And God has called us to go and do that. How? In the name of Jesus. Because that name carries all authority. It carries authority over sickness. It carries authority over emotional stuff. It carries authority over absolutely anything that we could come against. Today, God's name carries healing. And we've got to begin to act like that. We've got to begin to be people who understand the authority that we have in the name of Jesus. Sometimes that healing, do you know what? Sometimes that healing is done by the medical profession. And thank God for what we have in our country. We're not going to get political, but long may it continue. With people treated well who bring healing. The name of Jesus carries healing. The name of Jesus is higher than any difficulty, than any illness that we face. And whatever the reason we face it, when we submit it to the name of Jesus, it has to bow the knee. The name of Jesus is stronger this morning. It brings healing. Whatever it is you're facing, whatever kind of healing it is that you need, this morning I want to tell you, I want to dare you to believe in the name of Jesus. I totally and utterly believe in the stuff that we have in our country to aid healing. Totally and utterly believe in it. But I also believe in the name of Jesus. And we're going to look at that. It's quite a difficult subject to sometimes look at, that God is our healer. But I want to tell you today that the name of Jesus carries real power where it comes to our healing. The name of Jesus carries power, number two, to drive out demons. Do you know what? The spiritual forces of darkness are real. We don't often preach on them because we don't want to give glory to them, but they're real and they come against us in many different ways. But I'm here to tell you today that the name of Jesus is bigger than any demon in hell. That the name of Jesus is bigger than maybe what we carry around. You know, when we come to Jesus and we find God, there is that we sometimes carry a residue of our old life. Do you know this morning, God's name is powerful to remove that. Whatever it is that we carry that is not falling into line with Jesus Christ. You know, we make the demonic something that kind of puts a label on someone. Do you know what? We should make freedom more the label. Because Jesus is bigger than it. And it doesn't matter, you know, we may have let things in before we've known Jesus, or since we've known Jesus, we may have let things in. Do you know what? Over all of that, Jesus' name is more powerful than any demon in hell will ever be. He's given the name that is above every name. And do you know what? One day, I am telling you this morning, church, one day, every force of darkness will bow the knee. Every single force of darkness will bow the knee before Jesus. And thirdly, what power does his name carry? The name of Jesus carries power so that we can come to God and ask, and the Bible says that we will receive. The name of Jesus gives us access to the Father. The name of Jesus is our access code into the Father's presence this morning. And I don't know about you, but I want to live believing in, being covered by, living under the name of Jesus. I want the name of Jesus to give me my identity. Because I could join some of the Bible characters. My identity is not divorce. My identity is not underconfident. My identity is not weak. I have lived through most of those things. My identity is not barren. I've lived through most of those things, but I'm here to tell you today, that's not my identity. That's not who I am. Do you know what Jesus speaks over me this morning? He speaks a great marriage. He speaks Isaiah 54. Sing, O barren woman, you who never bore children, for many are the children of the barren woman. Many more are the children of the barren woman than for her who has given birth. Believe in that. That actually from this house, there's going to be many, many people from this house. There's going to be spiritual sons and daughters. And that already began to happen in my life way before I became a pastor of a church. Because you begin to believe the name that God gives you. And physically, there may be a name spoken over you, but you know what? That's not the name God gives you. So our identity needs to be in what God says about us. God says, I'm blessed. God says, I'm loved. God says, I'm favored. God says that I'm confident. God says that I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. All of these things, you've got to choose what you allow to be spoken over your life. So we've got to find our identity from the name of Jesus. We've got to find this morning our authority in the name of Jesus. There is no authority in my name. There is no authority in my title. But there's authority in the one who gave me that title. There's authority in the one whom I serve. The name of Jesus needs to be written over our life. Because I believe that in our future church, there will be healing. That in our future, lame people will walk again. That in our future, God's going to do incredible things. That in our future, we will see God provide in ways that would blow our minds if he told us how he was going to do it. Because there's power in his name. The name of Jesus. That name incorporates everything. Every separate altar that was built in the Old Testament and was given a name, all of those now come together in one name, and that's the name of Jesus. So maybe there are some things over your life that you're saying, actually, I need to deal with that. And some of it is a choice. I choose today to put that under the name of Jesus. I choose today, as much as it depends on me, God, to walk away from the name that is over my life. I choose today, God, to come under the name of Jesus that is above every name. I choose that my authority over my life, my mind, my actions, that authority is going to come from the name of Jesus. God, I choose today that my influence over the places that I go, I'm going to make an effect today as I choose to come under the name of Jesus for my life. That's you. Something's resonated with you this morning about putting the name of Jesus above another name that is written over your life. I want you to stand to your feet now. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. Because this is people doing business with God. Brilliant. God knows it. God knows it, Betty. Fantastic. We'll keep praying the name of Jesus over her. Yeah. But this morning, whatever name, title has been put over your life, we are now gonna get rid of that. Okay? This is doing business with God. You know what it is over your life. And right now, as we speak the name of Jesus, we have access into the heavens. The name of Jesus is powerful in the heavenlies this morning. And as we begin to pray, we're going to believe that the Holy Spirit is going to come and he's going to touch your life. But this is the deal, guys. You've got to choose not to let it back in. So during this week sometime, because I know the enemy, because he's done it with me so many times, he's going to come and remind you of that name that you're thinking of right now. He's going to come and remind you. And for some of you, the name in itself is truth. So for me, I am divorced. But I don't live there. I don't live there anymore. I don't live there with the emotion that brings. So in one sense, that may be true. But, you know, in another sense, God sees me totally differently. And he speaks great things over me. So the enemy's going to come and he's going to remind you what you're standing against right now. And you've just got to begin. This is all you need to do. You just need to begin to speak the name of Jesus. Do you know what, enemy? In the name of Jesus, I tell you, you are not wanted. In the name of Jesus, I do not live under that name anymore. I live under the name that Jesus gives me. I am called. I am chosen. I am a son or daughter of the Most High God. I am loved. I am living in hope this morning. And when we begin to say to him, actually, you may call me that, but you're not as powerful as the one who calls me called, as the one who gives me a name that one day I'm going to be able to stand before him and I'm going to be able to see him. Devil, do you know what? I am not living under that name anymore. And you need to get good at realizing when he's doing that and begin to just go, do you know what? Get lost. I'm not living there anymore. I'm living under this name now. You know, we looked at labels just before Christmas. I'm chosen. I'm loved. I'm called. So we're going to pray. Let's raise our hands. You guys that have responded and stood, let's raise our hands. We're going to pray and we're going to declare this right now in the name of Jesus, that actually there's a name change going on over your life. You're not believing in what you have been called. You're going to be called by a new name. Father, right now I thank you that the name of Jesus, it is the most powerful word that that humankind has ever heard. And Lord, right now I just pray in the name of Jesus that God, whatever has been spoken over people's lives, whatever identity, whatever name we have been living under, God, I declare that null and void. God, there's name changes going on this morning. God, we choose to adopt the name from heaven that you give us this morning. And Father, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that there will be an exchange right now, Lord, as people have stood in your presence, that there will be an exchange right now, that we will take off that old name. The Bible says in Corinthians that you are a new creation. Behold, old things are gone and all things are being made new. And Father, we choose right now to live under the new name. God, whatever battles we may face with it, God, we make a choice and a stance right now that we are not called by those things, that no one has the right to give us a name. Only you have the right, God. We live under the name of Jesus this morning. We live under the power and the authority of the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray, Lord, for everyone this morning who has responded, who knows what it is like to be called by a name that they should never live by. God, in Jesus' name right now, God, we just call it back. We erase it. Father, we don't live by that standard. We live under the authority and the power of Jesus Christ. God, this morning, Holy Spirit, will you strengthen us and help us to adopt the name that you have got for us? To adopt the name that you have for us. Because there's power in that, God. There's power in that. There's power in the name of Jesus, we're told. And we live by that power, Father, not by any other power.